Shea 45. I got the doctor, Dr. Paul Turk here of the Turk Clinic. Welcome to the show.
How are ya?
I'm good. I'm good. You were cool enough to help us set up Sperm War 2017.
That's right. And that's right. We're all set. We're all set. I got the reveal.
Well, before you even give that all the way, this all was on the back of doing a news story about how our sperm count has dropped. Can you break that down a little bit for me?
Yeah, so if you want to read details, I have it in my blog called Tempest in a Teapot, the Sperm Count Tempest in a Teapot. So it's online at the Turek Clinic. So basically, a big paper came out, and it's called a meta-regression analysis. So it's the latest of the latest in statistics. It reviewed about 50,000 patients over 40 years, and it reviewed 185 older studies. So there's no new data here. It's just churning the old data out and trying to make a conclusion about what's happened with sperm. So these are people from all over the world and all different ways, and they said, yep, it happened. Another paper, yep, it's still happening. Sperm counts are falling. So it happens about every 3 to 4 years. I liken it to a monsoon, and it hits the sound waves, and everyone thinks it's true, and it's just, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of statistics, and there's a lot of problems with it, which are outlined in the blog. But basically, I have this call with someone in the media about every 3 years because someone publishes a paper looking at old data saying, oh, no, our counts are falling. And what really irked me about this paper as an old academic myself is that one of the authors mentioned the word extinction to the press, which, of course, you know.
Wait, he's saying that we're going to go extinct because our sperms?
So, yeah, if you look at the slope of the line and the decline, then in, 100 years, we're going to be extinct. So now, of course, Handmaid's Tale, Children of Men, really good time for that stuff, right? Handmaid's Tale, season 2 is perfect.
I heard about that where, the chicks got to lay in between the wife's legs and get banged out. That sounds pretty hot to me. I was like, sign me up.
So there's five fertile women, and they all go to rich homes, and no other women are fertile. So all the guys are, it's like the Middle East concubine idea.
I like that.
The concubine idea. They have these captive women who basically are raped by in the show, and that's Margaret Atwood's book, and it's. I don't know. It just seems trendy right now, so this is a good fit for all that.
Right.
But, I have serious problems with the way they did the study. And
let me ask you this, Doc. So are sperm counts going down?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Do you think they're just getting better at counting sperm or some shit like that? Or, what's in...
Well, you can't really say it because it's looking back on different men in different places with different techniques and... You can't really draw lines forward looking, right?
What are you seeing? What do you see from?
I don't see anything. So I can tell you this: we met at the NIH. So I met with Congress, NIH, to talk about changing fecundity, right? So this.
What
is
fecundity? What does fecundity mean?
Isn't that a cool word, fecundity?
Kind
sounds
of
sounds like it's.
It depends on what it means.
It's the fertility potential of a population or a person. So.
Oh, it's like how strong your nut is. That's what we're testing, our fecundity.
That's it. So we got together from all over the world and had a meeting about a year ago and published it in the paper. And the conclusion was that there's no real evidence that we can look to that is saying that human beings are less fertile than they were. Whatever's happening to sperm counts is fine, but it doesn't mean we're less fertile. So I'd say maybe it is a tempest in a teapot, meaning a storm in a small place that doesn't affect anybody, because maybe they are falling, but they're still fine, and maybe women don't need as much sperm as they needed 100 years ago when they were living 30 years. Now they're living 70, and they're healthier at younger ages, and they're having menstruation earlier, so their potential to conceive is higher than ever, and men aren't required to have as much sperm to make it happen.
And babies are dying less, too, right? We got a lower infant mortality rate, right?
You use those big words well.
Fucking A, bro. How fortuitous of me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let me expound.
Delightful.
Thank you. All right.
So it's not conclusive. It's continuation of the same, but I'm not sure.
How many people are going to get How many people go to you to help have a baby?
A lot. A lot.
Hey, are you seeing it more? Is it picking up?
No.
So it's the same amount of people that you've been getting.
Yeah, but you can't judge my practice like that.
I know, but I'm just kind of curious. I'm curious to see if anecdotally this matches.
That the rate of infertility in the human population in developed countries is different. It's true that the birth rates are lower, but that's a different complex decision.
Yeah, it's because people want to have they want to have careers and shit, right?
Right. Yeah. So in developed countries, Japan and Europe, the birth rate is 1.2. You need 2.1 to reproduce, to keep the country alive, and they're 1.2. We looked at that, and if you just mathematically add in women postponing pregnancy for family planning, for that alone accounts for it.
Mm.
So you can't use that as a measure of fertility because it's too complicated and people don't want kids early on. They can't afford them or whatever. So
they rather go on
vacation.
The
bottom line is that 15% of couples for the last 30 years who try to conceive won't be able to. And about half of those are male and about half of those are female issues.
What do you do when it's do you often see couples where they're like mad at one another because of that? Or
oh, sure.
What?
Oh, sure.
How do you?
No. A lot of denial.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Especially guys. I mean, it can't be me. It can't be me.
Is it
part of their culture?
I gotta tell you, man. Like before, you're about to give these results.
You're worried, aren't you? You're worried.
Here's the deal. It's like a double-edged sword. I want to think that I'm a virile man, but
that's right.
I also freak out if I go raw on a chick too, because like God, I don't fucking want it. I don't want enough. I don't want a kid out of wedlock. You know. So.
Right.
If it's low, then I
right
could
now.
Feel a little bit better. Yeah, if it's
you're
low,
now,
I'm a doc. If it's low, I'm coming in every girl. If it's low, I'm
That's
coming
very,
in every girl.
Very intelligent response
Thank
to
you.
The problem. Very intelligent.
That's and if it's high, then I'm like,
That's
yeah, I'm
a
man.
That's a great response. I love it.
You know what I mean? Like it's a win-win. Like if it's low, I'm bust. I'm finishing everywhere.
You
and
just,
if
it's That's right. Don't worry, babe.
Don't worry, I got my sperm are fucking my sperm are retarded. Don't you worry, they're not gonna find an egg. Like what am I? Yeah,
I love it. You're looking forward to it. I get it.
Well, but as a doctor, and you got a John is what? John, what are you? 44?
Three.
John's 43.
I'm 43. Look at
I'm 39. About to be 40 this year. And Chris, what are you? 28.
Chris is 28.
All right, so this is a. Well, that's a 15-year span, basically.
Right. So if you guys are running a race, you know, age wins here.
So you
younger the better.
Okay, the younger the better. Is there
general
other
general in life, right?
Is there other like I'm very I feel like out of the three of us, I get the most stressed. Does that affect
good.
My sperm?
Good to know. Now, how do you know how stressed they?
Because
so listen,
because if John was any, if John was as stressed as he should have been, he would have laid in traffic by now.
Oh, there's no difference with age in sperm counts in men. So that just put it on the line. So I wouldn't expect there to be any difference amongst you because of your age differences.
Ethnicity?
Yep, could be. But all we know about is a few, like Asians versus whites.
What do you know from that?
Then that's pretty recent. But Asian men tend to have higher sperm concentrations, which means sperm per unit fluid, and lower volumes.
So it's dense.
And whites tend to have higher volumes and lower concentrations. But if you multiply them together, the number's the same. So the output of sperm is the same.
All right. That's cool. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
So if you guys are at war, your differences cannot be ascribed to age alone.
Okay, not age.
Got to be other things going on.
I do drugs a lot.
Shit. Here we go.
All right, so I do drugs.
I was going to ask you.
What?
Jude, I was going to ask you, are you in a hot tub or smoking something? I just wondered. Okay. And then I had a question for John.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
John, how many testicles do you have?
Huh. That's a weird question.
How many nuts do you got, John?
I'm just asking.
All right, well, I've got two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming, Chris, you never had kids before, right?
No, I haven't.
You don't have any kids, right?
No.
I'm the only one with a child.
Told you.
I'm the only one with a kid. Yep. I got a kid.
Dude, you have a kid?
And here's something
else.
Wow,
she must be really fertile.
Yeah.
Fuck. Burn.
Oh, my God.
Burn.
Yo, dude. I hope this is right. Here's the other thing. I had sex.
You better check that out.
I had sex on Saturday too. Is that gonna was that gonna affect things?
Yeah, you have to abstain for about a year and a half for these tests.
You're fucking with me. How long are you abstaining for? Because this was all John's fucking technique. He knew that we were gonna get pussy on the weekend, and he set it up for Monday.
So you'd like to do 2 days of abstinence before you do it. 2 to 3 would be ideal.
All right. Well, 1.5 ain't bad. 1.5
That explains a lot.
Does it?
Maybe you can.
Oh, I feel like he's bluffing us. Or maybe he's dead ass. Are you bluffing us or are you dead ass?
I do it for a living.
God, he's good at this. All right. Will you,
you ready?
A couple people want to ask you fucking some questions. You want to take some calls before you give the reveal?
You bet.
Let's give back to the listeners here at Shade 45. You actually have a fucking sperm doctor that is going to tell us all about the sperm war 2017, the come off, if you will. Justin in L.A. Justin, go ahead, man.
Hey, what's up, G? What's up, Doc?
What up?
I was just wondering if there's a age, the earliest age when men start to lose their sperm.
Yes. So there's something called andropause, manopause. That's this week's blog. And so typically sperm counts remain high in men who are healthy until about the 8th decade, so about the 70s, and then they fall off dramatically for good.
Do old people have weak children? Like, if I'm like 70 and busting in chicks, am I going to have like a weak, fragile child because I'm old? Yeah?
No, not because you're old. It's because who you are.
Well, fuck you, Doc. That's fucked up. That's wrong. That's hurtful as hell, man. You know I'm sensitive. Hold on 1 second. Let's go.
You should have broken the mold, man. You should have broken the mold. So, no, I think there's something called advanced paternal age issues. So
okay.
Older dads can bear fruit with problems at higher rates than younger dads. And that's a big issue right now. A lot of blogs on that in my site. But and you do have those discussions with men after about age 60.
So that's when you get in the danger zone around the 60s. That's when you should really start looking at things.
And the issues are really tricky because women, as they age, have babies that have more chromosomal issues, and they tend to be lethal, meaning they die of miscarriage or whatever. But men, and it'd be diagnosed beforehand with testing, prenatal testing, men tend to have issues that sneak through the quality control process called mutations, which lead to rare things and rare cancers, and also schizophrenia, autism, and bipolar disorder. So these won't get picked up at birth or during younger ages, only as adult.
So wait, how old do you got to be to start worrying about that shit? And can you tell?
I'd say your age is, regardless of your age, I would worry if I were you.
Man, you keep talking shit about my sperm doctor. That's some real hurt, for real. Man, he's sent about 20 shots at my sperm. All right, Doc.
You look good.
Whatever.
Don't ever change.
It's kind of funny, but like I don't know what my sperm looked like, so he might be right. And I'm freaking out right now. All right. Okay, so what do you look for in what are the three main things that you're looking for in sperm?
So when you do a semen analysis, you want to look for how much fluid comes out.
Araka.
If any.
Bus.
You want to look for the number of sperm in the fluid, so that's a count. Also called a concentration when you put it with volume.
Okay.
And then you want to look at the motility, which is the percent of sperm that have any movement.
Okay.
And you also can measure their progressive motility, meaning are they moving forward, are they purposeful? And then you can look at their shape, which is called morphology, which I don't put a big weight on because it's hard to do. But those four, volume, count, motility, and four progression. And then what I like to do is summarize it in a number called total motile count, which means you multiply those three numbers together, and you get in that ejaculate how many moving sperm were there.
Word. Let me say something else. Like when I'm smashing.
You're gonna confess something now, Jude?
Here's my other question. Like when I'm smashing, like I usually like to have sex for a while before I bust, and I usually have a bigger a bigger ejaculation. When I was sitting in there with you, or not, you weren't there, but like in your office, it was really. Yeah. I just wanted to get this shit over with. Like,
right. So that
I didn't even enjoy myself.
So it's called the.
I don't want to knock your porn, but it was like someone sucking dick on a boat. You know, like it wasn't even hot.
The longer the foreplay, the more juice you pump into the system to get pumped out. So the more you load the gun.
Yeah.
So you do have a, but it's only about it's only about 10 or 20% different.
All right. It's not
from the best to the worst.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's go through. What's the first one you want to tell us about?
So I can't tell anybody who has the best sperm. I can only tell you who has the most sperm.
All right. So wait. Don't give us the whole answer right now. Can you give us it's like the Olympics and there's different categories.
Right. So if I were a woman and I were just looking at these three semen analyses, I would probably want to date Chris first.
Okay, how come?
Well, if I wanted a kid.
I know, but like, so you just already told us the answer. So who had the most sperm?
The most. So I used the total modal count. So Chris had the highest modal count. And I'll just describe it. He had. Let's see. Where is he? So he had 50 million moving sperm in his sample.
And those are the ones that can go get the egg.
Right. And so in a normal semen analysis by the World Health Organization, you want about 20 million modal sperm to be normal. And he had 50 million moving sperm.
God damn, Chris, you fertile him. Yep. He's Mexican, so though. Does that matter? Does that matter? Because I've been to the park out here. You ever go to Griffith Park on a Sunday? That shit, they deep.
Yeah, it's true.
So he has 2.5 man's worth of sperm.
Bro, you a spermy motherfucker.
Right? 50 million versus 20 million. So he wins the award. His everything was normal on the semen analysis. It just so happens, right, he's the youngest, right? But that's interesting. But everyone had a low volume.
Yeah, so because it's hard to bust in that motherfucking shit, bro. I didn't even know that you could put a piece of paper down on the chair. I just was raw ass on that motherfucker.
So it's called first sample syndrome, and everyone has a low volume the first time.
Okay.
But no, it's hard making love to a cup.
Yeah, it really is. I was shooting it sideways.
John is number two for total modal count, and he had 47 million sperm moving, and he should have 20. So he's, two man's worth of sperm.
Yeah, John, you fucking fertile motherfucker.
Dude?
Yeah.
You came in third with 25 million modal sperm. You're still normal.
God damn it.
You have a little over a man's worth of sperm.
That's some bullshit. Like, why get him pregnant and I still can't, I lose and I can't come in a girl?
You might as well retire.
What the fuck?
But you had the lowest volume, so you probably missed some and it hit the wall, and that's probably stuff we couldn't count, right?
I don't know.
It hit the wall, right?
I didn't. I'm telling you, I had a baby bust. It was like.
Yeah, so if you had sex the day before, that could be the reason why you're, half the number of moving sperm. If you waited 2 days, you would probably have more, and that's why your volume and count are. They're both normal. 24 million sperm per ml is normal. 48 is normal. New one's 21.9. They're all normal.
Did it say it was going to have like the most handsome kid by the sperm or some shit like that?
Yeah, that's the look at them. If you look at them, you're all normal. So believe it or not, Jude, your sperm look normal.
I'm the only one that has proof. My nut is proven. I got proven sperm. My my kid is smart and pretty.
Yep.
Like she's in college and shit, like academic.
The main point of all this digging is that you can't judge a man by his semen analysis. You have to look at the fertility picture on the other half. And so when you write papers with 50,000 men and their semen analyses, you can go any way you want with it because, you're number three in this war, but you're the only one with a kid. So, in fact, you win because you're fertile, and that is the ultimate measure of fertility is fertility.
The ultimate measure of fertility is fertility.
Yeah, the semen analysis is a waste of time unless it's zero. It doesn't mean anything.
Damn, are you trying to keep people from going to get jerk off and cut? Like, I feel like you're chasing money away by saying that shit. Why would you say that?
is it doesn't mean much. You can't really talk about a man's virility and fertility when you talk about a semen analysis. It just it varies so much. You know, I told you, you could double it if you waited 2 days, right? Okay, so men's sperm counts have fallen 50% in 50 years. If they doubled their ejaculation time, abstinence, and did it every 4 days, that maybe that difference would go away.
So
you
see
what I mean?
So it's all the girls' fault.
One big fragile thing.
It's all on the women.
A lot of it's women, you bet.
Really?
A lot of it's women, yep. Now, we have... So you can deep dive on sperm, too. You can go deeper with...
John does it all the time.
Yes.
How do you think he gets there every day?
But you can do epigenetic testing. It's kind of new. It comes out of L.A. Episona does that. You can do fragmentation rate. You can look at the sperm genetics a little bit. And you can figure out more about whether they're fertile or not than you can on a semen analysis. So this is all not that much information. So, you know, in a war, I would call it maybe a battle instead of a war.
Sperm battle. Sperm war sounds better though. Sperm wars.
It does. Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you. It's kind of I gotta tell you, I'm a bit disappointed. I'd fucking lose. I feel like I'm a two-time loser on this one.
Lost the battle, but you won the war.
Well, you're not counting the abortions, unfortunately, in this seat. So I've got a couple of those. I know. So that has.
Oh, he's never seen. Did you go to the clinic with him, or did you just give him the money, John? Because they might have just got you for some shoes.
Oh, that's a valid point.
You ain't go to the clinic? John's a piece of shit.
Of course, I went to the clinic.
He's a piece of shit.
I dodged all the freaks outside for them. It was a whole scene.
Will you, Doc?
You guys all have both testicles? Then everyone's got both testicles.
I got two nuts.
Two testicles.
Okay, good. Anyone have three?
Chris apparently fucking 50 million cum up in his shit. Goddamn, Chris, the sperminator.
And that was a small load too.
Yeah, he was having sex on Saturday.
You know what I would say to you guys?
What's that?
You all look great. You're all consistent with fertility, and I look at it as a biomarker of how well you're taking care of yourself. And I think you guys, maybe you're not doing as much weed or whatever you're doing, but. You know, the semen analysis, if it's really off, usually means you're doing something wrong in life and you're not living a great healthy life.
Do you think if you sleep on a couch, it can help?
Yeah, couches are great.
Yeah.
Now, what are you talking about?
I was just curious. I'm just trying to figure out why, like, I don't know why someone might have. What if you had a really prominent chin? Would that show in your sperm?
Yes, it would. Yep.
So, never mind. Just ignore that, doctor. It's fine.
I did. Thank you. I did.
But you do, look, man, and here's a sidebar shit. You do the motherfucking, I know you got to get going. So, would you call back another time and discuss the brosectomy with us?
You bet. It's fun.
Because
it's a lot of fun.
I might be interested in that. I just really want to finish inside. You know what I mean?
You want to finish inside.
Yeah.
You know what a brosectomy is, right?
Yeah, it's where they make it where my sperm don't work, and then I bust inside.
I see. You want to finish inside. Got it. Yes. You'd be shooting blanks. Okay, yeah. You get a buddy. Three of you can do it. We'll set it up, and it's actually you'll do better because you guys can talk about it, and you'll feel more comfortable. And, yeah, we're going to do a shoot this week on that.
Are you serious? All right, man. I got a million questions about brosectomies. Let's get you back on, doctor. It was super cool of you to let us do that. And shout out to the Turret Clinic, and thanks for giving us all that info.
You bet. And all the details are on the blog if you want to go deep.
Go to theturekclinic.com.
Right.
theturekclinic.com. Thank you, doctor. Yep. Appreciate you.
Got it.
All right, take care.
Bye, man.
That was Dr. Paul Turret. I'm the loser. I got the lowest sperm.
I beat you.
Yeah.
Beat you.
Fuck
it. I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming.
I did fuck.
You did that to yourself.
I know.
You did that to yourself.
I couldn't help myself. Look. I guess I take that loss.
I beat you. I really did not see that coming. Chris.
John.
I didn't.
You really didn't think there's... You didn't come for fucking like 4 days.
Yeah, but I'm older.
Imagine if I didn't come for 4 days.
I know. You waited 3 days, right?
Or two and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I think the craziest. Look at him. He's so fucking happy.
I'm a little pumped about it. I am, man.
Yeah, congratulations. We're going to have a bunch of fucking lipless chins.
Hey.
Running around the fucking. Great.
Infestation.
This is proof that the world is over. It's ending. Like when John has more fucking semen.
I beat you. I didn't see it coming, man. Drink to this day.
This is the first time this motherfucker had any goddamn song ready for some shit too. You gotta be careful now when you fucking bang chicks.
Oh, I know. I figured I was going down, but who knew?
If y'all can see the smug look on his face.
It's not smug. It's joy. It's joy.
I know. You should see the lipless smile.
So hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day.